Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Mitch Wertley with VPR News. More than half of the COVID-19 test results for Vermont inmates held in Mississippi are in. 85 came back positive. That's 74%. During a call with reporters on Monday, Vermont Corrections Commissioner Jim Baker called the situation at the Core Civic Run prison a, quote, mass outbreak.
Hindsight being 2020, there's a few things that I wish could have been done.
Despite instituting routine universal testing at Vermont's in-state prisons, Baker said he had not asked Core Civic to provide similar testing for the inmates in Mississippi until he learned the outbreak was likely. After making the request, Baker said it took his team 2 days to work out the logistics. The state incarcerates 219 inmates in Mississippi. The remaining 90 test results will be announced in the coming days. The Agency of Education released health guidance in mid-June for schools to reopen in the fall, requiring seating and bedding to be spaced out by 6 feet. Deputy Health Commissioner Tracy Dolan told Vermont Edition Monday that new guidance will be coming this week regarding social distancing between younger students and teachers.
Without the surge that we thought might happen, we will likely push that to 3 to 6 feet. It's also consistent with WHO and some other international public health bodies.
Dolan says the guidance is based on information about transmission in younger children, the need for kids to physically be in school this fall, and Vermont's low incident rate. State regulators have fined Vermont Gas Systems for its failure to follow its blasting plan when it built the Addison Natural Gas Pipeline. The events that led up to the $57,000 fine occurred in 2016. Contractors working for the gas company were blasting in Moncton and did not give a property owner sufficient warning about the explosions. Company spokesman Beth Parent says Vermont Gas will not challenge the fine.
We've accepted responsibility, and we're glad to close this chapter of the project. This project was a major undertaking, and we're continuing to assess areas for future improvement. That's really an important part of the post-construction process.
The Public Utility Commission says Vermont Gas cannot make ratepayers cover the costs of the fine or litigation expenses. Eye on the sky for today, cloudy, some showers becoming numerous except scattered in New Hampshire. Localized thunderstorms this afternoon from the Green Mountains east, heavier rain west. Increasing winds late in the day, highs low to mid-70s, near 70 degrees over the higher terrain. And there is a flash flood watch in effect for all areas except the St. Lawrence Valley. Wind advisories from the Green Mountains east and a tropical storm warning for New Hampshire today into tomorrow morning. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.